Random House Audio presents An Officer and a Spy by Robert Harris. Read for you by David Rentoul.
Author's note. This book aims to use the techniques of a novel to retell the true story of the Dreyfus Affair, perhaps the greatest political scandal and miscarriage of justice in history, which in the 1890s came to obsess France and ultimately the entire world. It occurred only 25 years after the Germans had crushed the French in the War of 1870 and occupied the territories of Alsace and Lorraine, the seismic shock to the European balance of power that was the precursor of the First and Second World Wars. None of the characters in the pages that follow, not even the most minor, is wholly fictional, and almost all of what occurs, at least in some form, actually happened in real life. Naturally, however, in order to turn history into a novel, I have been obliged to simplify, to cut out some figures entirely, to dramatise, and to invent many personal details. In particular, Georges Picard never wrote a secret account of the Dreyfus Affair, nor did he place it in a bank vault in Geneva with instructions that it should remain sealed until a century after his death. But a novelist can imagine otherwise. Robert Harris, Bastille Day, 2013. Part 1. Chapter 1.
Major Picard to see the Minister of War.
The sentry on the Rue Saint-Dominique steps out of his box to open the gate, and I run through a whirl of snow across the windy courtyard into the warm lobby of the Hôtel de Brienne, where a sleek young captain of the Republican Guard rises to salute me. I repeat with greater urgency, Major Picard to see the Minister of War. We march in step, the captain leading, over the black and white marble of the minister's official residence.